I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about everything and everything that can drive a sane person stark raving mad. It could be about news, sports, weather, politics, music, the bus, the train, crackheads, giant umbrellas in the rain. Okay, this is about just a random passing comment that I overheard in a conversation between two other people yesterday, and it has been bothering me since yesterday, so I am just going to vent it and rant about it because I think it was really one of the most batshit crazy things I've heard in a long time, and I will set the stage. I was sitting out at the second of two coffee spots that I live at, apparently up in the neighborhood, and I won't name it because I don't want to put the name out there because that's not what I'm looking to do. However, if you know where I drink my coffee and you watch my Instagram stories, you will know that it is the second of the two places. It's the afternoon place, not the morning place. And Meddy was making me my coffee. So Meddy, as you know, is a 6 foot tall, slim, fit as fuck Moroccan guy who is training to do CrossFit, who makes a mean ass cappuccino. And then we sit and we talk. We kick it. You know, Kircher loves him. He may or may not occasionally like slip him some bacon from the kitchen. We were just hanging out. And as we were hanging out, this dude comes boof, 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 walking down the block. And I say that because the only way to describe him is like a muscle head. He was a little bit muscly. He was a blonde guy, white guy with his hair pulled back in a ponytail, big giant wireless headphones on, carrying a giant like black knapsack with his sweater like tucked in his pants, where I immediately was like douchebag. But that's just me. And he went over, dapped Meddy up, and was like, "What's up, bro? I'm leaving. I got a new job. I'm going. I'm heading downtown. Ba ba ba. And yo, you know, it would be totally cool if you want to come down. You know, bring a woman if you're into that. Grab a woman if that's your thing, and come down and check out the spot where I'm going to be working." And I looked at this guy. Aside from the fact that Meddy didn't introduce me, which was fine, they just started talking, and I was actually, to be fair, they're two tall guys, over 6 feet tall, and I'm like sitting in a chair like a fucking pune. And, you know, in my phone and drinking my coffee, and it was really their conversation. But I looked at the guy, and, you know, once I knew that I wasn't getting introduced, I kind of like backed out of the conversation physically, but bet your ass I was still listening to everything that was going on. And the dude literally said to Meddy, "Bring a woman if that's what you're into. Bring a woman if that's, like, what is, like, Meddy has a stash of women somewhere where he just like goes and like has a key and opens a door and plucks one out and was like, "Let's go, woman. We're going down to this guy's new job." Who talks like that? Who, it's 2019. Who walks up to some guy and says that they apparently know? So I'm guessing there's been some friendly banter. And in all due respect to Meddy, he doesn't wear a wedding ring. So you wouldn't know that he was married and has a wife unless you were friends with him or talked to him or he shared that with you, which now I've now shared with everybody. So everybody knows that Meddy's now married, which is really pointless. It has nothing to do with the story other than this idiot of a Neanderthal assumed he was like, "Yo, if that's what you're into, bring a woman and come down and see me." Like, as if, what if he wasn't into that? What if Meddy wasn't into that? Would that cancel out the invitation? Would then he be like, "No, bro, sorry, don't bring anybody else"? And then how does he quantify a woman? Like, is there a certain look? Is there a certain race? What if the woman is in a wheelchair? What if the woman has crutches? What if the woman is hard of hearing or deaf? Or what if the woman is blind or has some other type of invisible illness, you know, disability that you can't see? Then no, don't bring anybody? I literally was like, dude, with your dumb ass, like, you look like you should be walking, dragging a club in one hand and like Wilma Flintstone by her ponytail in the other. Like, that's some Land of the Lost bullshit. What I say to somebody, like, let's say I rolled up on somebody sitting there having a drink, and I was like, "Hey, what's up? I got a job," which would be nice, "I got this new job. If you grab a man, if that's what you're into, and come down." How fucking rude. On so many levels, there is so much wrong with that. How rude is that? Would I say it? Grab a man if that's what you're into? Who thinks like that? Is that like how dudes think? Is that how guys like think? Is that like a typical, like, I can't see my brother saying to one of his friends, "Yo, bring a woman if that's what you're into." My brother be like, "Yo, bring somebody and come down. Stop by the bar where I'm working. And I'll hook you up with some drinks or some food." I could never see my brother saying, "Bring a woman if that's what you're into." Like, as opposed to, and what if Meddy would have said, "You know, I'm really not into women"? I would have given $1 million, which I don't have, to see the reaction on that guy's face if Mehdi would have responded that way. Because you sure shit, I would have fucking responded that way. Because A, how can you assume that you know what everybody's sexual preference or partner preference is, dumbass? Two, with the LGBT spectrum and the human spectrum actually expanding as it should to include everyone, why would you say something so unbelievably ignorant as fuck as that? I mean, and then all I could think about while, like, after the dude, like, boof, 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 like, left after spewing such stupidity, I was like, is that how he treats, like, imagine how he treats women. Like, imagine if he's like, I'm going to grab a woman and I'm going to go out tonight. Hey, Adrian. Like, what the fuck?
Yo, Adrian, you're my woman tonight. We're going to go out. Get dressed. Put on that low-cut dress with no underwear on and, like, that strap.
Like, what? I don't even know what I'm talking about because I do not even own a dress. So I have no idea what you would wear with a dress like that. I have no clue. But still. Who talks like that? And then, like, who gets a job? Like, working, like, doing social media and videography? Like, what are you going to post? You can only come to our restaurant if you bring a woman? And I know you, otherwise I refuse to serve you. You're not welcome here. I was literally flummoxed, flabbergasted. I was like, my mouth hit the floor pretty much at about the same rate of speed when the dude brought the crackheads to bingo. Because you don't expect to hear that. Especially, okay, maybe like in the middle of the country where, you know, people are still catching up with everyone the fuck else in terms of lifestyle choices, partner choices, who gives a fuck who you love kind of choices. This motherfucker was like, bring a woman, if that's what you're into. And I would have been like, dude, I would never say that to anybody. Hey, bring a man, if that's what you're into. Hey, you know what? Bring a camel if that's what you're into. Hey, bring some whips and chains if that's what you're into. What the actual fuck was that exchange? And I really was, I kept saying, I was like, Mehdi really didn't want to talk about it anymore. Me, on the other hand, I was like, wait a fucking minute. Back that shit up. What just happened? Mehdi was like, forget about it. You think I'm going to see this guy? You think I give a fuck where he works? Like, I don't really care. And this guy's never going to hear because I don't know who the fuck he was. And I could care less. I hope he never comes back up here into the hood. Like, along with those dumb, classless assholes that, you know, think they could just use the restroom without asking. Blaming gentrification. Because if it wasn't for gentrification, there would still be a boarded up fucking building with no doors for you to walk in on that corner. So, bitch, please with that. But this dude, I was like, bro, you're living in New York City. It's 2019. I would love to know where, honestly, I would really love to know where this guy lived, like what neighborhood he lived in. Because I am so sorry, but this is absolutely just my, I guarantee you that the guy has roots in Staten Island. It's just that kind of like, fucking Vinnie Bumbatz, like, ignorance. I'm even sure that Vinnie Bumbatz has more class than that. But it really reminded me, and I'm sorry. That's just, you know, I've been on Staten Island many times. I've had friends on Staten Island. Arden and Annandale Avenue. Been there more times than I'd like to count. A long time ago. But still. That's the only place I can think of people that talk like that. Bring a woman if that's what you're into. He could have said, like, bring your girlfriend, bring your wife, bring your partner, bring someone. There's a million other ways that he could have phrased that, but I guess he's just that dumb. That is just stupidity and ignorance and poor home training. And that's learned from somewhere, because people are people accept his way of speaking around him. No one's called him on it, obviously. No one's corrected him, clearly. If his friends are speaking like that, if those are the social circles he runs in, if that's how he was raised within his family. I mean, even Mowgli has better manners than this fucking guy and more class. Because Baloo would have kicked his ass. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe that that was the wording that came out of this guy's mouth. And he couldn't have been more than, the dude was not more than 30. He was a young guy. Muscly guy, backpack, sweater tucked in his pants like a douchebag. White pants. Past Labor Day, I still know, like, his whole look was bad. The ponytail, the greasy ponytail pulled back. Ugh. He just looked like a meathead. And not even like a huge meathead. But just like a dumb, ignorant fucking bag of muscles. And it was just, I was just like, I can't even believe I just sat here and listened to that. Clearly, I'm still talking about it. See, this is what happens. The shit gets in my head. And then I end up having to rant about it because, like, Maddie didn't want to talk about it anymore. And who, I mean, I came home and I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And I should have probably done it last night, but I got caught up doing these, you know, doodle paintings for Kitchens for Missions up in Newfoundland or Newfoundland or whoever the fuck you want to say it. And I'm still convinced that the women at Nonia who told me, you pronounce it just like understand, Newfoundland. And I'm like, whatever. And then I say it and people tell me that I'm wrong. But anyway, there's a lot happening. I'm done. I'm done with this dumb fucking guy. I think it's enough, like, of my brain cell time and my oxygen wasted on that dumb fuck who's going to go work at some restaurant and do some social media and some photography where you can only go if you bring a woman off the shelf, like a binder full of fucking women, like Mitt Romney. Like, he's got, like, a binder, pick out a woman and grab her by the arm, the neck. Well, hey, grab her by the pussy and drag her down to this dude's new job establishment, and maybe he'll serve you if he finds the woman appropriately acceptable. What are that guy's fucking standards? Oh my God, I don't even want to know. Actually, yes, I do. So anyway, who keeps women like that? Who refers to women like that? What a misogynistic, chauvinistic dickhead. Ugh, gross. And yet he's walking around, like, with a job and, like, living his life, thinking that what just happened is okay. Like, that's the problem. There was a teachable moment, maybe. Maybe it's past, maybe it's beyond teaching. I don't know. I don't know if that kind of mentality. Look, I'm not a sociologist. I am definitely not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Maybe my friend who is a psychiatrist could explain it to me, who also works with people on the sexual spectrum. Is that even a thing? I think I just made up a word. I think I just made up a terminology. Sexual spectrum, I'm sure it exists somewhere. But is that, Uri, is that how that works? Is that, like, is that unteachable? Like, that way of describing or treating women? Like, I'm sure it's so dug into that dude's, like, crevices of his overly empty brain that it may be past, and he may be past any help. I don't know. Has anybody ever passed any help? That's an excellent question within itself. Because nobody is correcting that dude. And he's going to walk around continuing to invite people to his restaurant. If they're into women, then they can bring one. Like, somewhere there's a stable full of women just waiting to be grabbed and brought down to his restaurant where he works. Well, where he will work. He hasn't started working there. I mean, what if, oh God, I feel like I want to just, like, wash my mouth out with, like, Listerine. Just leaves a bad taste. You just, like, want to, ugh, you're just skivats, like a total skivats. And you were like, keep it moving, buddy. Bye-bye. You're done here. And, so yeah, so that was done. We're finished with that. We are moving on. We are done with that guy. I just needed to get that out so that you knew what happened, so that you could be a part of the insanity. Because, hey, why keep it all to myself? So I'm going to go finish the paintings that I'm working on for Kitchens for Missions. And speaking of really cool shit that's happening, oh, you really should get to Newfoundland and Labrador if you get a chance. It is an amazing vacation spot. I probably wouldn't recommend going in the winter because you'd probably die from hypothermia. It's probably, like, one of the coldest places on the planet because it's literally plopped in the middle of the water and the wind chill is, like, negative 7,000 degrees. I will not be there in the winter. I would love to go back. I had one of the most amazing times of my life there on that vacation. It is just absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. You can stand on these cliffs and overlooking the ocean, and you can whale watch, and you get mesmerized, and there are just pods and pods of whales. And I was out in a tiny little motorboat. I was literally driving a motorboat. That video exists on Instagram. I was literally driving a motorboat. Dude was like, "You're from New York, you could drive." I was like, "Hell yeah, I could drive. Move over." Drove the boat and a whale breached, whale tail and everything. I was like, "What?" I almost crashed into the side of the cliffs. I got so excited. It's beautiful, but I want to go back because I really want to see mooses. Is that the proper way? Is that the plural pronunciation? What is the plural word of moose? What do you call a bunch of moose? Mooses? I have absolutely no fucking idea. GA, if you're listening to this and you know, or if anybody knows, let me know what the plural of moose is, or a pack of them. I would love to see them. I heard they're fucking humongous in real life. And really, like, the roads up there are insane. You have to be careful. There's signs everywhere because they will fuck your car up. And then they walk away laughing because they're like, "Bitch, that car is not a tank. You're not taking us out." And I just want to see them in their natural habitat. And apparently they're all over the place up there. I just didn't get a chance to see one because it probably wasn't cold enough or we weren't in the right spot. And I wasn't up there for that long. But next time I want to go longer and take a car and like a Jeep. Hello, Jeep. Let's make something happen and do some kind of like driving of the, I think it was called the Irish Loop. The fishing villages are breathtaking. They're still fully functioning. Something is on fire again in the neighborhood for the 9 millionth time. Right past the window. Because nobody gets out of the fucking way. That's a lot of trucks. Ooh. I hope everyone's okay. Yeah, they run for like every call now, just as a side note. Like if it could be like a gas leak, if somebody calls it, uh-oh. That stopped too close to my building. That's also a problem. Like when the sirens stop, you know the trucks have stopped, and then you're like, are you across the street? And then you run to look out the window because if the building's gonna fucking blow up, you wanna be able to get out. But they run now because of the major gas explosion that happened a few years ago. There were two, actually. There was one on the Lower East Side in a restaurant, and then there was one up under the L on Park Avenue where a lot of people were killed. And shit just blew the fuck up and because of gas leaks. So now anytime anybody calls and says, "I think I smell gas," the entire fire company comes blazing down the street, pardon the pun, and has to check it out because you cannot fuck around with a gas leak ever, especially in an apartment building where there's dozens of people like stacked on top of each other and then like consider the radius of the block. But anyway, I digress. I was talking about Newfoundland and Labrador, and you should really go. And the music is amazing. Alan Doyle, there's Fiddler. I mean, all the local music. I think everybody there, I should do a whole PSA just on Newfoundland and Labrador because every single person there has some type of insane musical talent. Everyone can play something, even if it's like the fucking spoons. And literally, I kid you not, the spoons, the washboard, the accordion, fiddles, guitars, pianos, harmonicas, you name it, they fucking play it, and they could probably pick it up without ever touching it and play it well. Oh, and you know who else is fucking amazeballs? Stephen Poltz. You need to follow this guy on Instagram. You need to listen to this guy's music. I'll post another one of his videos, hopefully that I haven't posted in a while. Dude is, not only is he an insanely, wickedly talented musician who is like a one-man show with like, he is able to mix hip-hop and beats on a guitar and then on some like thing on the floor. It was, the concert was mind-blowing and I think it was in like a high school auditorium and it was fucking packed. And then I went to the rooms to see Corey Tedford, who was amazing, and I got one of the most amazing photographs I've ever taken of a musician before, which was dope, but Alan Doyle is amazing. And then all the local people are also just as amazing. And they play in every bar down whatever the, oh, I forgot the name of the fucking street. Anyway, go. There's, Nonia's is an amazing glove place, a knitting place. All these women, people, I shouldn't say women, that's a horrible assumption, knit collectively, and then they like bring in all their goods and then they sell them and they give all the money to like the women, the group, the charity, some kind of collective thing, but you could find them on Facebook. Nonia's is amazing. My winter mittens and my wool hat are just get me through the winter. And if you haven't seen one of my weather reports or when I'm out with the dog in the dead ass of winter here, they are definitely on my body. And yeah, so I love Newfoundland and Labrador, and I was really stoked when GA was like, yo, you, we're looking for artists and whatever. Would you be willing to donate something? So I was like, duh. It's for an amazing cause, Kitchens for Missions. You can check them out on Instagram. You can go to the website and learn more about it. Mental health awareness is important everywhere, and providing services for people so that they can fix their, you know, and deal with their, it's fixed. That's a horrible, shouldn't say fix, so that they can work with and get counseling and whatever kind of help they need for any mental health problems. Because it's terrible to assume that people are broken. That was, I didn't mean it that way. Yeah, so I'm doing that. And then there's also more street art curation happening, and it's going to be big. We're hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, we're going to pop the next one off at Community Bar and down in the Meatpacking District. So we're working on getting all the artists together. I'm going to be part of that, and I'm also going to curate it, and it's going to be big. So when it's up, you'll see it on the Instagram, which is why you need to follow me on the Instagram at Doodleheads, on the Twitter at Wicked Sick Poet. If you don't know who the street artists are, if you haven't seen the coffee shop up at Caffeine, come up to Caffeine, check out the wall of street art up there, and slap some stickers on the fridge if you're into that kind of thing. And a lot of those people are going to be participating, hopefully, in kicking the shit out of the indoor-outdoor wall at Community Bar NYC down on Gainsvort in the Meatpacking District, because it's one of the few outdoor wall spaces left where we can, like, pseudo-legally get away with pacing, because they totally support it and they totally dig it and they totally love it. So they're not, like, shooing us away or, you know, calling the cops or doing anything like that. And so this is going to be a total legal paced-up. And all the dudes and all the people that are down are going to be in it. So I'm totally stoked about that. Follow me on Instagram for the updates about that and the Twitter. Lincoln's got a book out. This is, I'll just fucking plug everybody. Lincoln Mitchell's book is out about San Francisco. And go to his Instagram and you could find his little unwrapping of the package. And the dog is in it, so it's even better. And he unwraps the book that was sent to him from the publisher, and the book is available. Go to the website. You can buy the book. You can listen to our rants. You can follow him on the Instagram for his Mitchell Minute, at Lincoln Mitchell. And what else? I think that's it. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, bitches. So if you're, you know, listening to your music and you want to just dump me in your ear holes, it's totally now possible to not even have to leave the Spotify app. Just search for the Ranting with Randy podcast and it's there. Share it with your friends. Go write a review on any one of those sites. I don't know what that would do for me because right now I don't make any money off this. I just do it because I need to. You guys listen and I appreciate that. And thank you for doing that as always. And, that's it. I'm going to go walk the dog. I'm going to go get some coffee. I'm going to go talk to Meddy and post a podcast. So thanks for listening. As always, until the next time, peace and hair grease.